And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Sport Fishing Central here, and that is the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have a great guest for you today. We have Michael Folks from Inside Sport Fishing and the history of sport fishing. We're going to be talking about that great project that he has going right now. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check powerpro.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, today should be a very fun day. I'm excited.
Yeah, for sure. And we're waiting. Michael Folks is a little under the weather, so he's actually going to do it by phone this morning. And we're awaiting his call to talk about his new project, the history of sport fishing. I saw the trailer, and it's pretty cool.
I've been getting to see, just like you, I've seen the trailer and the clips as they come together, and what a massive project this became. And, and who can tell the sport fishing tale like Michael Folks? This was the man for this project.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see it come to fruition.
Yeah, for sure. So in the meantime, tell me about what's been going on here. I've been out of town for a couple of days, and what's been happening?
We have seen some tremendous fishing over the last couple of weeks. Things have really been kicked into high gear, and this is always the fun time. My favorite thing that happens to the fleet down in San Diego here is when the variety happens, and we really are into that mode right now. There are multiple options and different areas to go and some very, very good fishing for different things in different places. And, it's as always is, the highlight, the billboard, the thing that takes all the photos are the big bluefin. And they're a ways out. It's a long ways away.
It's back up on the west end of Clemente, right?
And beyond. It's like, almost to San Nick and Osborne and like that. It's a long ways. And the trips that want to go and target that big fish and have the time to do it, the 3 day trip has become so popular nowadays. The trips that have had the opportunity to be up there, they have seen, we have seen some unbelievable scores here these last couple of weeks, 15 and 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 fish over 120 pounds, to go along with all the other big ones. It's been crazy. There have been multiple guys, hey, we had 100 fish and 40 of them were over 120. Like some unbelievable big fish nighttime fishing. I got to do a seminar for the guys at the Southern California Tuna Club this week, and they were on the Fortune, and it was a real light load, and I cracked up so much hearing them. They went up into that big fish zone, got on big fish. You know, it was an 8-passenger charter. Pardon me. And Jake, they said, did a phenomenal job. They were really happy with the boat, really happy with it. But they jokingly said, yeah, Jake was pretty frustrated with us, man. You know, we're up there in age, and we had a great time, and we all caught one, and we looked at him, and we said, we're done, man. No more for us. We're throwing in the towel. And, you know, obviously Jake was up there mixing it up with all the other boats, knowing that they had the ability to fill the boat full of these big 150-pounders. And the guys looked at him and said, man, we got no more
for
you, buddy. Take us home. We're all good. So there's been plenty of that, which has been really cool, exciting, big fish fishing. But the other part that's fun is now all the other stuff that's going on. We watched the Condor, and I know other boats had similar fishing.
Isn't I right that Captain Joel Ralston is running the Condor?
I mean, if you open your door at the world headquarters, you could hear Joel yelling on the bait tank. I mean, that's our bud.
That's so funny.
But they were fishing down south and have had some crazy good kelp patty fishing. Big yellows, you know. Nice ones, I should say, you know, 15 to 25 pounders, lots of fish that are in the high teens and low 20s. I mean, just nice big yellows. I mean, they had a trip that had a couple hundred of them.
Wow.
Like some really good fish in there. And then there's been nice smaller to mid-sized tuna that have been sprinkled on most of the local inner banks, the 425 and 371. And not huge numbers, but fish around. And, you know, the full day guys, catching tuna. It's just been, it's happened. It's July. It's doing what it's supposed to do. Yeah. There's really good fishing this week.
Yeah, for sure. And pretty good weather, too.
Yeah, plenty good.
Yeah.
I mean, been a little overcast here or there some days, but all in all, it's just been great. We're really stoked. It's been a lot of fun. I got a chance to talk to Captain Renee of the show. We're kind of lucky in the tackle store there that we get to pick the brains of those guys, and we make it a point to do so. And I got a chance to talk to Captain Renee quite a bit yesterday, and just in terms of, you know, hey, man, we just watched those guys unload a trip that looked like it was from the hurricane bank. Tons of big ones. Really good fishing, and he said for them it was all about the kind of back to basics, heavy jigs, 300 gram, everything small. He said from like the size of a 300 gram rip roller and down is what they liked. Lots of fish on eddy bombs, but short and heavy, a little bit smaller jigs. He said
those $100 tungstens.
$100, yeah, but those have evaporated from Earth. Like,
is that right?
Yeah, they're if you can find one at your local shop, snatch it up. But you know, it's very reminiscent of the first year of Mad Max. You know, like it hit nobody expected that to be the hottest thing ever, and certainly the manufacturers didn't, and like all of it got gobbled up, and you know, the manufacturers are scrambling, but you know, most all of those things are made overseas, and you don't just snap your fingers and produce a few thousand of them. Like it's gonna be very hard to find a quantity of tungsten lures here for a little while.
Yeah.
But yes, those have been really
hot.
But eddy bombs. Lots of manufacturers making eddy bomb style of jigs.
Right.
You know, we carry several different brands that make. It can literally just be a 16-ounce sinker, or it can be a fancy paint job sinker, or a knife jig that looks like that, or a standard 300 gram rip roller and SK jig. Lots of really good options.
Stuff.
Yeah. But Renee said in general, a little bit shorter, 300 gramish size was kind of the ticket for their last trip.
So what's the rig on the hooks now? They've been through a lot of stuff with hooks and how to rig these things.
Tons of debates. None of them are right or wrong. You know, there's no black or white answer. In terms of our fleet, the fleet from Fisherman's Landing, the consensus of all of them, for the most part, is two hooks on the bottom of the jig. That's what our guys like the
two
most.
Two single hooks.
Two single assist hooks at the bottom of the jig is what our fleet is. Now, that in no way means that other ways don't work fine. Everybody has their preference. Hooks at the top and the bottom of a knife jig, you know, they have pros and cons for sure. Oftentimes what happens is the bottom hooks end up in the fish's mouth and the top hook ends up somewhere else in a gill plate or something like that. And, you know, you could be on the side of the fence that says, hey, man, I've now got 2 points secured in that fish. He is never coming off. I got him. Safety. You know, how could that be a bad thing?
Yeah.
What we do see relatively common, especially in the case of the longer night jigs, is a hook in the mouth of the fish, and then the other one reaches all the way back to like a pectoral fin or somewhere in the side of the fish. And because that's where the top hook is and where your line is attached, now you're having to wind that fish in sideways. And there have been so many cases of a guy that hooks a 40 or 50 or 60 pounder that he pulls on for an hour because you're no longer controlling the head. And it's just a tremendous amount of work. And, you know, the guys that we're assuming are now, you know, oh, hey, this guy must have hooked one of those 100 pounders or 150 pounder. And it's just coming in sideways and it's difficult to control. So, you know, there's a lot of bites to be had. Those two bottom hooks seem to be very secure. And that's what I'd say our fleet tends to like the best. That doesn't mean you have to change.
What about the big treble? What happened to those?
I think a treble's a good thing, too. So when the treble hook winds up in the right place, and it's, I don't know, it's like a gruesome thing to talk about on the radio, but like when it winds up kind of like down in the gullet and in the gill rakers, man, those things don't like a hook down there.
No.
And they come in.
Who would?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's not a nice thing to talk about, but like they come in. Oftentimes that hook winds up in the right place. You kind of wind them right in. Like they don't like being hooked there. But that hook does have a tendency to pull a little more than that big single assist hook with that big single barb. Again, I'm not saying don't use it. That has been the preferred method for plenty of guys who love it and have had tremendous success. I'm such a huge believer in the not broke, don't fix it rule. Like if that's what you've used and that's what you have confidence in, then keep doing it. I'm definitely not saying not. But you know, we get lucky enough to talk to our fleet that sees everything day in, day out, what works, what doesn't, what they... Gavin from the Pacific Queen always says it best, and he says, what I take the hooks out of the fish the most with is this, you know, is the dual single assist hooks at the bottom of a jig. He said, like...
Do they bite it better, maybe?
I don't know that they do.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I just think that big single hook swings good. I mean, the traditional method of, like, night jigging and that vertical jigging is always hooks at the top. Like, the idea is so that the hooks are independent of the lure, and the lure can't help leverage the hooks out. But, you know, we're San Diego, and we're West Coast, and we're long range, and all of our jigs that we fished when we were growing up had a hook at the bottom, so damn it, we put them at the bottom. And, you know, I think, again, it kind of is that not broke, don't fix it thing.
Sure.
Like, it's more reminiscent of the way we've always done it, and it sure doesn't not work, so that seems to be the mode that the fleet likes the best.
So, speaking of Gavin Harbor from the Pacific Queen, he and Matt Rolla from the San Diego will be here next Sunday, one week from tomorrow,
to talk
about the Captain's Concert.
Nice timing, dude.
That's going to be a great show. I will be on the All-Star.
Okay.
That's why I'm intensely listening to your conversation here. Next Saturday is Tim Ekstrom and Mary Lee Ekstrom.
Oh, cool.
So we'll be talking about Royal Star, and Mary Lee will be talking about Fisherman's Processing, and then Tim and I get off the show and get on the
boat. That's so rad.
And tomorrow, I'm just mentioning this because he's talking about all kinds of people that are so key now.
Yeah, totally.
We have all the key people at the right timing. Tomorrow we have Dale Hightower from Seaguar, and he'll talk about how important Seaguar fluorocarbon is in this whole play.
Dale coming on is always one of my favorite shows, and I remember all the way back to however long it was, always thinking like, man, how are we going to talk for 2 hours about fluorocarbon? Like, what is there to know?
He knows a lot of other stuff.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's what I mean. Like, and then you snap your fingers and the show is over. And like, I always come away with so much every time. Like, Dale's been on the show 100 times, and still every time I always come away with some nugget where it's like, man, I had no idea.
That's
so killer. I do this. Like,
good.
that's a fun show. And Dale knows all the intricacies about it, you know, all the difference between the single structures and double structures, and, you know, how one line affects the other, and, you know, maybe Seaguar Gold is your play or your big fish leader making and you want blue. Like, that's always a really cool show.
And we're giving away this giant package of Seaguar Gold.
That never hurts either.
So that's going to be a fun show. But anyway, back to talking about it. Now, what about Coronado Islands? I mean, a little bit of stuff going on there.
More than a little bit. Yeah, that was very fun. I got a chance to fish there on Monday
with
Doug and his grandson, and we had an awesome day. So going back to the week previous, a week ago tomorrow on Sunday, we had just an overcast, funky south wind day. And south wind has always been like the, you know, the kryptonite to the Coronado Islands. You know, wind from the south, fish shut their mouth, and
that's
exactly what
happens.
There was really good fishing leading up to that day, and we had a south wind day that was just tough conditions. The water rolled quite a bit. I heard it dropped as much as, you know, 8 and 9 degrees in some places, and there was just little to be had. Well, Doug and I and his grandson, Caden, who works in the shop with us now, his first summertime job, we all had Monday off, and our plan was to go to the islands, and it's hard to get fired up when you know that that place dropped 9 degrees, and the fish quit biting, but the weather was supposed to be perfect, and it was supposed to be back to sunny and bluebird, and the calico bass were biting really good, and we all agreed that, well, even if there's no yellowtail, we'd love a day of bass fishing. So we went anyways, and that's the beauty of July and Southern California, is how fast conditions can bounce back when the good opportunity is there. Like, you know, if that same thing happened and you know, a 9 degree roll in November, like, that's it. You know, you're not catching fish again until the summertime. In a day, it jumped all the way back up to 70 degrees.
Wow.
And it was like an 8 degree increase. The water was clean, green, beautiful, bait everywhere, and the yellows were biting. We had an awesome day, the three of us. We had 7 yellowtail, most of all on the surface iron, a bunch of calico bass. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
Most of our fish were towards the south end of the island under the south end light. I know the day previous, there was a little hit from Captain Steve Peterson and the Mission Bell, and their fish were around North Island. And then the days preceding ours sounded like very similar fishing, good fishing all the way around, and a spread of fish, both north and south. There's fish in the middle. Just, yeah, the islands are just happening again, and great bass fishing to go along with it.
Bass fishing's off the charts
everywhere right now.
For
crazy.
Sure. Yeah. So the interesting thing about the Coronados right now is the water's very streaky. So you kind of, and the yellowtail where they were yesterday may not be there tomorrow.
Totally.
Right? And so they're kind of following the water conditions. And so as the water gets streaky before it stabilizes and gets more uniform, you got to find where they are.
And you got to be there when they want to bite. I mean, that just is a thing. You know, that area at the South End Light, we checked on it when we first got on scene, because that's where, you know, when I had gone a little bit previous, and that's where we'd caught our fish. And there was a teeny bit of bird life around, a little bit of bait, but not much of anything. Hours later, you know, we were fishing the ribbon, and we poked our head around back to the south, and we just, exactly as you said, Pete, all of a sudden the water was cleaner, it was warmer, there was bird life everywhere, there was a local commercial guy, a local Mexican charter boat, probably out of, you know, Rosarito or something, that was dragging around a Rapal, and we watched him hang one, and all of a sudden we do a little tour, and boom, 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 fish here, fish there, and, you know, and then there was probably 10 boats around, all in that general area, all of them finding good success, and then, you know, we had that for a couple of hours, but just the same way that it started, for no reason, that was it.
Shut up.
The bite window was over, and that fish went somewhere else, and we didn't relocate it, but we had an awesome day.
Yeah.
And 7 yellows, and, you know, we did the one thing that you almost never do with yellowtail fishing. We started, we were finally smart about things, and on our way down, before we started fishing, and before we got the greed that always happens to all of us fishermen, we all said, like, well, how much do you want? I'm like, I want one yellowtail. I want dinner for me. I want to drop some fillets off to mom, and that's it. So we each took one yellow home, and we just let the rest go. You know, surface iron fish. We'd get them to the side of the boat, and we'd grab a hold of the jig, and we lift them in. We'd take the lure out. We'd chuck them back over. It was just a rad day, man. It was really fun.
Yeah, super fun. And so that's in play. Of course, Catalina has some good fishing. San Clemente Island has some good fishing. Good summer in Southern California.
Exactly.
And we have a lot to talk about. We're hoping Michael Foulkes calls in.
Yeah.
We still no word from him. But if not, it's going to be Rick and I.
I was going to say, you know what? I'll BS with you for 2 hours, no problem.
Yeah,
like you
talk
said,
about fishing.
It's summertime, and we're having fun. And lots
talk
of
about
great
with our callers and our texters.
I love
like
those
that
days,
and,
yeah.
And what a prize we're giving away.
Whew, man, you're not kidding. So check this out. And we've been lucky enough to give this before, but usually we're in such a hurry that we don't get to talk about it in depth. But, man, how cool has it been being part of the Costa family? And that's exactly what's happening today, is somebody's going to get that Costa gift card. And basically how this prize works is you're going to get the opportunity to spend $300 on the Costa website, and it's good for whatever you want it to be. Now, Costa has lesser expensive polycarbonate non-mirrored glasses that are very affordable. You know, you could get close to buying two pairs of those.
Absolutely.
Or you might check the brand new Most Killer King Tide new frame 580 glass mirrored lens, and you might spend all of that $300 gift certificate. Or you might end up somewhere in between with a Blackfin Pro and have some money left over that you spend buying a performance sun shirt or some
Their
pro
sun shirts are really good.
All all of their stuff is killer, yeah.
And they, Costa backpack.
Cooler bags, yeah, exactly. So basically, you've got $300 coming from Costa, which will cover virtually any pair they have. There might be a pair or two that sneak over that line, but you know, you're basically getting hooked up with whatever pair you like. And you know, we have guys that come down to the tackle store all the time. We're a huge Costa dealer, supporter, love them. We have two giant cases, and people come down all the time that just say, hey, man, I want to find the frame that fits before I order mine, because you know, the beauty of them having so many pairs of glasses is there's going to be a frame that fits your face right. And there's kind of two styles of glasses these days. There's the fishing frames, which are usually a little bit more wraparound, a little more oval in shape to kind of mold to your face, and then what they call lifestyle glasses that are tend to be a little more square frame, hang off of your face a little bit, but you know, those everyday, you know, wear to the beach and wear to work lifestyle glasses still have Costa 580 lenses, glass, mirror, you know, all of the great fishing things. And that's what I wear. Like, I like those Spiro XLs.
Uh-huh.
That's a lifestyle frame, not a true wraparound, but it's a great pair of fishing glasses.
I like the Half Moon now. That's not kind of my thing.
Ooh, yeah.
Half Moon, which is a great lifestyle frame.
Yeah.
And the Green Mirror is, I'm telling you, Green Mirror is
taken over, isn't it?
Right? You can see so much. Even the new Gold. I like the new Gold, but I'm still liking the Green Mirror.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
And they're close to each other, but that, you know, that green is just, that green's so good for seeing breezers, too.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm a fan. I'm with you.
The whole
yep,
thing.
No doubt. Well, as you can hear, we got a lot to talk about today. If we talk with Michael, great, and look forward to doing that. But if not, like Pete said, man, we're going to be talking to you and having a great time sharing stories, answering your questions. Let's Talk Hookup has always been about our phone callers, and we can't wait to hear from you and our texters as well. That's exactly what we're going to be doing. And if you want to join us this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. One more time, 213-432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or send us a text. The text message, always available, so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And that, again, is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you're not already on the app, you sure need to be. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all of our archive shows and the only way to text in your questions to Let's Talk Hookup. And make sure you include that contact information with your text. Just your name and your phone number is all we really need, because if you win that $300 to Costa, we want to make sure to get it to you. It's going to be a great show. Lots of fun coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now, you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time. We got the man, Michael Folks, is on the line right now. And boy, Pete, this is going to be a lot of fun talking this amazing project.
Yeah, good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Nick.
Michael, great to hear from
you. Sorry you're a little under the weather and you couldn't be with us in the studio here, but we're stoked that you're with us via phone.
Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate your patience. I figured better safe than sorry.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We don't want any of that stuff you have.
Exactly. You don't want this shit.
Yeah, for sure. So what's been going on with the history of sport fishing?
Yeah.
Well, where to begin? It's obviously evolved from what we originally conceived of was basically the Endless Summer meets Ken Burns for sport fishing. And I thought it was going to be a 75 or 90-minute film on the birth of big game fishing. But as it started to evolve and people heard about it, the phone started ringing. I started getting emails and texts from the IGFA and Trout Unlimited, and the list goes on and on and on. ASA, and they all said, "What can we do to help?" I said, "You got any money?" They go, "No." everyone has just opened up their vaults to us. So we've basically been given carte blanche access to the entire library of the IGFA, as well as the American Museum of Fly Fishing, Trout Unlimited, all these guys, Orvis. It's just been an amazing journey to see the idea embraced throughout the industry, and every single person we've talked to says, "What can we do to help?"
So it is.
What started out, like I said, is just a 75-minute film has now evolved into a full-blown 12-part, 12-hour documentary series on the history of sport fishing.
And is it going to be broken up into the different
chapters,
feature
12 episodes,
different types of fishing, or how will that work?
We cover everything, Pete, from the very first recorded history or photograph of the first known reel back in 300 BC in China, at the Song Dynasty, all the way through to what's going on today with 4K and, the destruction of the dams up in the Klamath. So we've covered the sport as it evolved from an act of survival all the way through to where it is today. And the interesting thing is, we started to put this together, it just ran parallel with the history of America. I mean, when the colonists first got over here, fishing was an act of survival. They had to fish to hunt and to be able to eat. And so as it evolved from an act of necessity into a sport, it's fascinating to see that layout and how that history kind of evolved and what it's taken. And the people, we featured the people, Bill Poole's prominent, he's right up there with Zane Grey and Ernest Hemingway and Michael Lerner and Tony Gifford and everybody else, And it's just been an amazing, it's the best work I've ever done. Wow. And I just hope people like it.
That's saying something. You've done some wonderful work.
Oh, thanks, Pete. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I saw the trailer. Trailer's amazing, and so going to feature a lot of San Diego sport fishing history, including Bill Poole and Frank Lopresti and all
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
And then you're talking about IGFA stuff. I mean, of course, some of the stuff from the Tuna Club and Avalon. I know you're an integral part of that our association. There must be endless footage, right?
Well, there really isn't. To be honest with you, we keep finding new stuff. You know, I get into a segment and I go, oh man, that footage is kind of, it's not very crisp, you know, it's kind of muddy. And so I'll dig down and find something that's replaceable. So it's a lot of photographs, but not endless. It's hard finding this stuff, to be honest with you. But, you know, the San Diego Yacht, the San Diego Angling Club, the Balboa Angling Club, the Tuna Club, just everybody we've talked to says, what can we do to help?
It's just been my
drive. I have over 400 terabytes of drive.
Holy mackerel.
Oh my God.
That's a lot.
Yeah. it's like an octopus. My desk looks like an octopus with so many cables going to all these different drives and trying to keep it all semi-organized. It's been a challenge, but it's been an honor. And it's probably the greatest honor of my life to be able to give back something like this to the sport that's meant so much to me and so many other millions of people since we were kids. And it really is just, it's a tribute to the sport and a very positive nature. And it's so cool. We sent it back to ASA a few weeks ago and I couldn't get much of a response from them, you know, 'cause they were so busy getting ready for ICAST. And, all of a sudden, the phone just lit up. They go, oh, my God, we just saw your trailer. And they got really excited. So the ASA is fully embracing this next week at ICAST. We got big banners. They're going to be integrating it into the videos that are playing throughout the show. The new product showcase is going to be featured throughout that arena in there. Wow. And then we've got a jumbo screen. So they're going to lace some of the stuff into the jumbo screen in front of the casting pond. I think it's gonna make an impression. Mike Lum, you guys all know Mike Lum. He basically ran Fred All shows for like 25-30 years.
Yeah.
He's back there right now, and he's gone back every year for the past 20 or 30 years and helped him with the new product showcase. And he called me and said, Michael, I just got to tell you, I have never seen the upper management of the ASA more excited about anything in their lives in this project.
It's just
cool to get that kind of initial feedback.
Yeah.
So when are we
going to see it?
Yeah.
Well, we got a release date set for July 31st of this year at midnight.
Oh, my gosh.
That's here.
Yeah.
It's down.
Yes.
And are we going to release all 12 episodes at the same time?
Yes, sir. All 12 episodes are going to be ready at the same time. We've had a distributor working with us from New York, Los Angeles, and even in Paris. They took the trailer over to Cannes Film Festival. And, you know, to be honest with you, the reception has not been anywhere near what I thought it would be. And she's explained to us that a lot of these executives that make decisions live in offices their entire lives and have never spent a day on the water.
Yeah, they're not
so
us.
We show them the data and say there's, you know, 50 million of us in the U.S. that buy a license every year just to have the privilege to fish. And there's 300 million people worldwide. It doesn't register with them. They just don't get it. So Jim Packer, who's the president of Lionsgate, suggested that we try to do what he calls an affiliate distribution program, where we set up our apps. So we've got apps coming up on Google and Apple, as well as, you know, the site itself. It's thehistoryofsportfishing.com. And you can go to the site and go on the apps. You can register, and then you can cast. Once you have your code, you can cast from your phone, your big screen TV, your laptop, whatever you want to watch it from. And our goal is to prove these guys that we are a viable, passionate group of people. And that fishermen care about each other, they care about the sport, they care about the waters, they care about clean, healthy oceans, and we're a force to be reckoned with. So my hope is that the anglers, word of mouth, you know, if you build it, they will come,
right.
That the anglers themselves will step up And, you know, you can buy an episode for $9, $10.
Wow.
If you just want a single episode. Or you can buy the whole package for $50. And then I'm throwing in a bonus package of 25 or 24 of the best films from the Inside Sport Fishing Library as a bonus package. So you get all 12 of the history, plus you get 24 of the best of the Inside Sport Fishing Library.
Wow.
For a $75 VIP bonus.
So that's all for $50?
$75.
Well, $50 is for the 12. All 12. And then $75, you get the 12 plus two new videos a month, plus the community center and streaming, and we're going to offer, you know, uncut full-length interviews, like with Frank and Ingrid and Doug Kern, all the guys that we interviewed, that, you know, they all get phenomenal guys and gals. And, you know, obviously you can't use somebody's entire interview, but they, you know, I'm fascinated by what all these guys had to say. So we'll make all the full-length interviews available, outtakes, all that kind of stuff. So it's exciting, and I just can't tell you guys how much I appreciate you having us on the show again.
Oh, and just like 2 weeks away from the big release,
yeah,
too. That's so awesome. So exciting.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you're the person to tell this tale.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's what you've done, and it's been your life's passion, and, you know, all of us can point to, you know, everything. When I grew up watching Inside Sport Fishing, and you know, yeah, you've always been so good at putting your viewer there. Like, you always feel like you're on the boat and feel like you're doing it, and I can't wait to see what you did with all this footage. It's going to be really exciting. We all can't wait.
Thanks, Rick. I really appreciate those kind words. I got to admit, it's been a long, long, hard 4 years.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
For sure. I know a place that you love, and that is the East Cape of Baja California. We're going to get
a report
from Chris from Smokey's Curing and Cantina Company right now. Right, Rick?
Yeah, you got it, buddy. Good morning, Chris. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Rick. How you doing, Pedro?
Excelente, amigo. How are you?
Chris, we can't wait, buddy.
Doing great. It's a beautiful day down here on the East Cape, as always. I'll get right to it, guys. Well, I might be sounding like a broken record lately, but, you know, it's the tuna bite's still going off. 20, 30 miles out. They're a little on the small side right now, guys. But they're still, you know, there's still a lot of fun catching those. And, you know, like I said, not too many big ones coming in right now. But go ahead.
No, we're anxiously waiting. I'm like,
this
is the type of record we like.
Yeah, exactly, huh? You never get tired of hearing about it. But again, a ton of striped marlin out there right now. It's not uncommon for boats coming in with several marlin flags flying, and they're spread out all over. So, you know, they're easy to find. And again, the rooster fish bite just continues to impress, guys. It is amazing. And it's right there. You just go to Punta Reina right there, the lighthouse, and around the bend, that little bay towards Cabo Pulmo, right at El Rincon, and a ton of them coming in a nice, nice size, too. Regarding the wahoo, not really too many wahoo bite right now. And then again, really concerning is the Dorado bite, man. It's just really not going too well right now. And we got that shootout coming up this week, so that's going to be really interesting. I did see a boat come in yesterday that had several Dorado, but really nothing to write home about on that. Most of them I probably would have released, so that was a little disappointing. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens this next Saturday, because it's going to be a real challenge for this shootout, guys. Did I lose you?
No, we're so pumped hearing about it. I love it when it's like this, Chris, when the spread is all over the place and there's great fishing for, it's just kind of like what's going on up here. Like, it's the summertime switch is just on, and, you know, you talk about guys having great marlin fishing when that's what they're after, tuna fishing if that's what they're at, like all cylinders are firing in the East Cape right now.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Yeah, and I've been listening a lot. I was listening to your fish report earlier, man, and it was reminding me of here. It's like there's so much going on, and it's great.
Yeah, well, hey, Smokey's Curing Company Cantina, the best place to eat in the East Cape, and of course Vaquera, your incredible six pack boat, the 35 Cabo with a sea keeper and everything. If we want to do something with you, of course, and don't forget the processing of the fish too. If we want to, I'll bet that processor is busy. Woo!
Oh, man. Yeah, the crew's leaving late every night. That's a good thing, for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Hey, how do we get a hold of you if we want to be a part of that?
You can get a hold of me at BajaSmokeDog with two G's at gmail.com or get a hold of us at VaqueraBaja.com, and we'll be happy to hear from you, and we'll take care of all your needs down here for sure. And when you get done fishing, you can come in and have a shrimp taco and a nice cold Pacifico.
That's
in honor of Rick.
Speaking my language, buddy. That's me all over.
Sounds great, Chris. Appreciate the report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Killing it, Chris.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks. All right. Hey, phones are packed. The texts are flooding in, Michael. So let's jump into it.
You got it, man. How about we start it off this morning with Corey? He's calling us from Escondido. Corey, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. Michael, hope you're feeling better. Glad to have you on the show this morning. Looking forward to hearing all the good stuff you're doing.
Thanks,
you know, I ran into you on Monday afternoon as I was getting ready to take off on a day and a half charter on the Pacific Queen. OJ calling to give you a report. What can I say? Gavin on the Queen. Excited you're having him on the show, next week. Put us on the fish. We made the call with our group, a little bit less experienced anglers this time. We did not take off for the big fish. We decided to stay close. And first night we left the harbor about 6. Got on the fish by 10. We put 40 fish on the boat that night before the sun came up. It was just, it was just so much fun. It was really nice. They were the fun size that you'd like. They were 20 to 40 pounders, probably about a 30, 35 pound average. And we picked away during the day, found some nice kelps that wanted to produce that gave us some yellowtail, a few bonita here and there, a few daytime biters on the bluefin, and then as soon as the sun went down, the bite hit, turned on again, and we were done by 10 o'clock that night with full limits again on the Pacific Queen. So just a great trip. And we were close enough. We were just outside the Coronado Islands, and we were back in San Diego Bay, anchored up by 2 a.m., waiting for the dock to open at 5 so we could come in and, meet up with our processors. But
it was
a great trip.
Fish.
Sounds like a great trip. Appreciate that, Corey. Thanks a lot for the report. Fantastic. Appreciate that.
All right, let's jump right back in.
I actually have a great text here.
Okay,
it says, hi, guys. Question for Michael. Do you have videos on worldwide surf fishing? I've seen your bay fishing video with Ricky and your video from the beach at Dana Point catching giant rays, but would like to see Mexico and other locations on surf fishing. Is there anything in the history of sport fishing on surf fishing, Michael?
There's a little bit. Primarily saltwater fly fishing is where it evolved back east, primarily because they have so many phenomenal species that are inshore, tarpon and permit and all these bonefish and stuff that they get all up and down the Gulf and around the Keys and up into the Carolinas. So fly fishing has become a huge fly fishing saltwater, shallow water is huge. We cover that pretty extensively. Al Q out here on the West Coast in Southern California has put together a fly fishing club organization that's just done phenomenal in bringing Southern California saltwater fly fishing enthusiasts to the surf. So he's done a phenomenal job. We cover that. We go all the way up to the Northwest. We cover it. And
there's so much to cover, and and when you say history of sport fishing, is there any freshwater in it, or is it all saltwater?
Oh my God, Pete! I'm so glad you asked me that. We have an interview that's never been seen before with Ray Scott, and I don't know if the saltwater guys know who Ray is, but he was the founder of BASS.
Yeah,
and we have an interview with him and Kim Duke. It is probably the most compelling couple of chapters. It's just amazing. When Ray Scott talks about what it took and how the idea came to him and what it took to start BASS, it just sends chills up and down my spine.
Wow.
And that first International All-American Bass Invitational Tournament at Beaver Lake on June 15th, I think in 1967, was the start of it all. And how that happened is just a fascinating story, and having it told directly from the man himself is just so compelling. And we take the bass through the evolution of bass fishing and the beginning of the tournament, all the way through Kevin Van Dam's retirement, It's just an amazing journey as we evolve basically from freshwater competition into saltwater competition and cover some of the big tournaments and we got trout, pike, walleye, salmon, you name it, we're covering it.
Yeah, so would that be one episode then, just talking about freshwater, or is it all intermingled?
It's all intermingled, Pete, to a certain degree. The thing that's so unique is there's a process called polishing. When I do the rough cut down here and cut the 60 minutes together, or 48 or 75, whatever it is, when I cut the show together, I lay down the foundation. And then once that's done, the group up in LA takes it, and then they do what's called a polish. And their polishing editor was a trained documentary filmmaker. And so that's what she went to school with, and that's what she's done all her life. And she looked at me and goes, "You can't do this. That's not a true documentary filmmaker. you can't cut an old historical piece of footage together with some 4K action and then go back and forth. And it's crazy." So we went around and around for several months on that first episode as we kind of polished it up. But we do, Pete. We cover, it's a blend of all species, all disciplines, all ages throughout the 12 episodes. And it kind of follows some themes. We broke it down by species. So if you want to go on the website, you can see the species breakdown and say, you know, bass were covered in chapters 1, 6, you know, I'm just guessing 9 and 12, whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So if you're interested in bass, if you're interested in fly fishing, salmon, trout, I mean, we broke it down by species. So if somebody's just as interested in something that's only their type of fishery, they don't have to look at the whole series. But my hope is when somebody sees one of the episodes, they're going to go, "Oh, my God, I've got to see the whole series." Because it was really built. It was built upon one another. The blocks were built. And I've got to acknowledge Tammy Ebaton and also Dr. Terry Battisti. Tammy Ebaton, her dad shot that picture of the steel workers on a beam over Manhattan having lunch. I think you guys have all seen it.
The iconic photo, sure.
The iconic picture. That's your dad. And he was the director of photography for the Miami Herald for 20 years. He helped start the Miami Invitational Tournament. He was an avid, passionate fisherman. He wouldn't go anywhere without his rod and cameras. He fished with Ted Williams and Joe Brooks extensively. And, you know, 3 years ago, Tammy emailed me out of the blue, said, "I saw your website, and you're announcing about this history thing on fishing. And my dad was a really good photographer, and I have hundreds and hundreds of 4x4 negative slides that have never been seen, that are in pristine condition." She says, "Are there anything in there that you could use?" And I went, "Oh, my God, Jimmy, yeah." So,
music to your ears. That is
so cool.
Oh, yeah. So we started talking, and one thing led to another, and she has become absolutely the instrumental driving force behind the continuity, if you will, of this entire series. She's a very meticulous and incredible researcher, and she's really fact-orientated and historically correct-orientated, and I'm up at the 40,000-foot level going, "Oh, let's just show some big tuna being caught off Avalon." She has been phenomenal. And then Dr. Battisti, Terry Battisti, he's from the West Coast. He jumped in. He has a thing called Bass Fishing Archives, and he has probably forgotten more about the history of bass fishing than anyone else alive. And he jumped in and basically helped us write the two chapters on bass fishing.
This is going to be an amazing series, and you can kind of see it and subscribe to it at historyofsportfishing.com.
Yep, thehistoryofsportfishing.com.
Thehistoryofsportfishing.com.
Yeah. It's up right now. It's a live site. We're still in the process of completing it. So there's a lot of, you know, we're still getting through some glitches and stuff, but it's all there. And what we've done, I think, that's really cool is we put promos and highlights together for each chapter. So let's say chapter one, you know, the bite. And I don't want to be a spoiler alert, but Mr. Hansen starts the show off talking about his dad. And it brings tears to my eyes every time I see it.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. Lots of catch reports, more information, and so much more. Talking about the history of sport fishing with Michael Folks. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The fish are biting and it's time to go. Hi, this is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay. Or maybe in front of the shop on my kayak. It doesn't matter if you are out there on a kayak with me, on your boat, headed out on a sport boat. Dana Landing has everything you need. We call it the one-stop shop for a great day on the water, because it truly is. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop, headed by John, is certainly one of the best. For freshwater tackle, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. These guys have the best rods and reels and the hottest lures and live bait. Our newest shop is Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, with a great stock of both fresh and saltwater tackle right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, 94 to Broadway in Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
From Shimano, and you know, a lot of people going down to Sagro Sport Fishing down right now, going catching calicos and yellowtail. And what do you think, Rick?
Man, how do you beat the lineup of Shimano products for that place? And especially the first thing that comes to my mind is that Shimano Tranks. Kind of, there's a home for everything across the board. The 300 for your leadhead and swim bait fishing, the 400 for fishing your big weedless baits and hard baits, the 500 for throwing surface iron for big yellows, and then, you know, the Flyline and Mackerel, the greatest surface iron reel ever, the Trinidad 20A, maybe a Talica 12 for doing some yo-yo jig fishing or slow trolling a bait for a big one or fishing a big black sea bass or white sea bass with a dropper loop and a mackerel. Everything is covered for Cedros with Shimano, and I just absolutely love it. That Tranks 300 just melts in
what
your
a great,
hand
great
when
reel.
You're catching a calico
yeah.
bass, doesn't it?
So if you're headed for Cedros, head over to your local Shimano dealer and grab a Tranks.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com. Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs. And experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales Event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning with Michael Folk, taking your phone calls, reading those texts. Lots of great info coming up.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into the phone, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bruce? Bruce has called us from Pacific Beach this morning. Hi, Bruce. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Good show. I got that video of Michael Folk's tribute to tuna fishing. That was a really good one. And I also got a question about the eddy bomb. Can you use that for anything,
Rick? Well, I think the eddy bomb, I mean, you know, would surely catch something, rock cods and things like that, but that is a lure that is just a, you know, it is meant for a purpose, and it's at nighttime when those fish are grouped up together and you're dropping a jig through the school and those things are making a quick decision to bite something or not. There's not a lot of action. There's not a lot of wiggle. It's just something that gets deep fast and blows through the school, and those things eat it. So I think that it's predominantly going to be a tuna lure. You know, there's been plenty of sculpin and things like that caught with torpedo sinkers that have hooks affixed to them, but it's probably pretty much just going to be a bluefin thing in your box.
Yeah. That's it. And there you go. Hey, thanks
a lot. But I got to say, tribute to Tuna, too. That's got to be, I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of your works, Michael, that people certainly talk the most about. You know, we have little clips of it playing in the Tackle Store all the time.
Right.
You can't walk by, you know, one of those big screens in the store and seeing those guys in the rack throwing tuna over their shoulders and not just stop and stare at it. And, I mean, I work there every day. I've seen it a million times at this point, and it still stops me in my tracks.
Yeah.
It's just one of the reasons I'm so excited for this new project to happen. Like,
you've
just got the ability, whether you're showing somebody something that happened yesterday or 50 years ago. And
you got to think that some of that footage is in the history of sport fishing too, right, Michael?
Well, it's the hit. The Tribute to Tuna is the first in the Inside Sport Fishing bonus package. That's the first film we're going to release.
All right.
Okay.
Because a lot of people have they've lost their VHS tapes or DVDs or whatever, and so we get so many requests for that. We aren't making any new ones, so I said, well, let's put it in as the number one package for the bonus. And that's followed up by, I think, the Jig Chuck the Ball or Deep Color is going to be second. So we've got some really great classic full-length uncut DVDs as part of that bonus package. So I think the guys out here on the West Coast that kind of grew up with Inside Sport Fishing are going to find that that bonus package is going to be a really fun to have access to that unlimited. I think it's going to be cool.
How is it going to be delivered? Is it going to be delivered on DVD or is it going to be delivered as a download?
It's all digital. It's live streaming, so once you access your code, you can watch it on your phone, you can watch it on your laptop, your tablet, you can cast from your phone, your big screen TV, whatever you want to do.
Can you download it if you're traveling or something, going on an airplane or something like that?
No downloads, but 24/7 streaming.
Okay.
So you got to be able to, if you can get it on your phone, you can watch it.
You can watch it. Cool. I gotcha. But no downloads allowed.
No downloads.
Yeah,
no.
I gotcha.
And we're trying not to do any picking and packing. You know, DVDs, you got to pick and pack and ship. And that just adds expenses to it. So this way we've been able to keep the price down to almost nothing because there are no costs for shipping and handling.
Sure.
So,
for sure.
That's a
lot of episodes for $75 for sure. Rick, you said you have a great text here.
Yeah, and it kind of piggybacks off of the Tribute to Tuna, and it's another favorite, and it was from Todd in Oceansides. And, man, Mike has been such a great friend over the years. His information and stoke for our industry is so immense. My question is there any more of my favorite footage? And that was from Jarvis Bay and Marlin Off the Rocks. Can't wait for the project to be finished, Michael. And
that's been part of
Todd Oceanside.
Marlin Off the Rocks was part of that bonus package, full length.
Yeah, that was crazy. All right.
Oh, those kiddie ponds with those aerator pumps, plastic beats, rock beats, plastic every time.
I mean, I can't, you know, imagine. I mean, just like the classic package coming out, there's a generation of fishermen who didn't get to watch that. You know, they didn't get to see Marlin Off the Rocks and Tribute to Tuna. There's so much cool info that, you know, that it is going to be presented to a generation of fishermen that didn't get to see that, and they didn't grow up watching it. I can't wait. I'm really excited.
It's going
to
be cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norris Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norris Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norris Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norris Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norris Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norris Lithium.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.